Prima Donna by Karen Swan. Read by Imogen Church.
Ah, leave me, I'll do it, she said, her accent thickening with impatience as the dresser struggled to find the front of the tutu. This one, whisper pink with real diamonds sewn into the tulle layers, had a thong attached, Carnival style, at her specific behest. She stepped into it, completely oblivious to being half-naked in front of a room full of strangers. She slipped her arms through the ribbon straps for the overscaled tulle wings and jiggled her breasts in the balconette bra. She admired her reflection in the mirror. The audience wouldn't even notice the pink diamonds on the million-dollar bra. No one worked a tutu like Pia Soto.
Miss Soto, if you're ready,
the dresser said nervously, frightened of upsetting the notoriously temperamental diva. She motioned towards the director, who was standing at the top of the steps by the stage, a mic wired to his ear and a clipboard in his hand. His face wore a calm smile, but his fingers were twitching against his thigh, and she could see the terror in his eyes. Just 10 more feet. 10 more feet, then she'd be on the runway. The finale would be underway, and he could run screaming for the Seychelles. Pia pointed her 4-inch stilettoed foot and checked the pink ribbons that were crisscrossed all the way up her thighs, then walked towards the 8-foot square white glittering box held together by a giant pink satin ribbon. She looked sensational. She stepped into it, and the director shut the door behind her, as relieved as a prison warder to have his charge behind bars. He placed his hand to his ear and spoke to the DJ. Expertly, seamlessly, the familiar tinkling of the Sugar Plum Fairy began to thread into the funk of Super Freak as the box was mechanically levered up through the trapdoor in the stage. Inside the box, Pia placed her foot on the taped square and assumed the position. As the box reached stage level, the footplate began to revolve smoothly. Outside, she could hear the scantily clad models lining up on each side of the box, hands on each other's hips as they played tug-of-war with the ribbon. She heard the bow give, and the sides of the box fell down, bringing the audience to their feet as they saw the baddest and most brilliant ballerina in the world pirouette before them like their very own music box fairy. Pia rotated 4 times, letting them absorb the bombshell body that was usually hidden beneath tights and classical costumes, and some inappropriate lover. Although at 5'5" she wasn't tall, she had a figure that was rarely seen on point. For a start, most of her 65 inches were in her limbs, long, slight arms that with the tiniest movement of her wrist and fingers could phrase a feeling better than any poet, and lithe, lean legs she could famously lift and hold at 180 degrees.